Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
In 1920 in Reims, France, a young boy steps out of his house. He leaves at dawn to avoid encountering anyone. Wrapped in his coat, he hides behind his clothes so that no one notices him. Lately, he has felt like he's become an outcast, a kind of separate creature. Passers-by scrutinize him with a strange look, and children whisper and laugh. Those who were once his friends no longer wish to be seen with him. The young boy now spends most of his days alone, locked inside his home. Maurice comes to a halt in front of the local bakery. His eyes fixate on the sumptuous display of fresh bread, creamy custards, and golden pastries. He becomes enchanted by the smell of croissants just out of the oven. He pushes the door, but immediately perceives a look of disgust in the baker's eyes. In a timid voice, he places his order. The baker complies, and Maurice lowers his head, afraid to meet her gaze. Once he has his pastry in hand, he heads towards the stall where he needs to buy chicken for his mother. He devours the croissant, a small indulgence to soothe his recent troubles. Unaware, he steps into a massive puddle. Maurice is soaked, but it's the reflection he discovers at his feet that freezes him. A distorted face, a reality he avoids confronting. A sharp pain pierces his heart, tears well up in his eyes. But he refuses to cry in public. He doesn't want to give his detractors that satisfaction. So he swallows his sadness and continues on his way. He recalls all the incessant taunts he has endured recently. He knew people could be unkind, but he didn't think they could be so cruel. He makes a wish, then, that no one has to endure his ordeal and that those who mock differences be punished. It's in this moment of internal revolt that an idea emerges. He must start over, leave this town to reinvent himself. Maurice is about to take a radical turn in his life. He dreams of becoming a lawyer, a symbol of justice and defender of the oppressed. However, he's yet to realize that his battle will not be fought in courtrooms, but in the wrestling ring. Hello, I'm Fabrice. Welcome to The Fabulous Destinies. In this episode, I will talk about an iconic figure in the world of wrestling, a remarkable personality. The legend has it that he inspired the character of Shrek. His nickname, French Angel. His name, Maurice Tillet. From his childhood to his imprint of the world of wrestling, discover his fabulous destiny. In 1903, in the frozen expanses of the Ural Mountains, Russia, Maurice Tillet is born. His father, originally from Bordeaux, works on the construction of the Trans-Siberian Railway, while his mother teaches French in Moscow. Maurice is quickly noticed for his beauty. He is nicknamed the Angel. After his father's death and the Russian Revolution, his mother makes a decision. They must return to France. In 1917, they settle near Reims, where they lead a peaceful life. Maurice proves to be a child prodigy. He masters several languages, French, Russian, Lithuanian, Bulgarian, and English. While it seems he has everything to succeed, at the age of 17, Maurice sees his life take a turn. His body gradually becomes deformed. His hands keep growing longer, his feet become abnormally large, and his head is swelling. A diagnosis comes in. Maurice is afflicted with acromegaly, a rare disease that leads to the proliferation of bone mass. Because of his appearance, people begin to mock him. Gradually, Maurice isolates himself to avoid ridicule. He, who wanted to be an actor, sees his dream shatter. He decides to go to Toulouse to become a lawyer. He starts studying law, but here too, the disease eventually hinders his plans. His condition worsens, and his vocal cords are affected. Maurice cannot make a plea. It's a new blow for him, but he doesn't let it bring him down. A true fighter, he joins the French Navy as an engineer. After 5 years of loyal service, Maurice decides to leave everything to go to Paris. There, he reconnects with his childhood dreams and tries his luck as an actor. Quickly, he manages to land small roles. In 1935, he plays alongside Josephine Baker in Princess Tam Tam. However, destiny has another future in store for him. In February 1937, he crosses paths with Carl Pugello, a professional wrestler who introduces him to wrestling. Maurice has found his calling. He leaves France to live in the United States, where he turns this new passion into his profession. Before we continue with this episode, a quick break to give the floor to our partner, without whom this podcast could not exist. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In the United States, in a packed arena, fans have gathered to witness a wrestling match. Among the wrestlers stepping into the ring that night is Maurice Tillet, nicknamed the French Angel, grabbing everyone's attention. The audience starts whispering as the speakers resonate with Maurice's entrance music. Slowly, he emerges from backstage, his massive and imposing silhouette outlined by the spotlight. His assured composure gives him a daunting aura. In front of him stands Man Mountain Dean, another wrestler of impressive stature. The bell rings, signaling the start of the match. The two giants face off in the middle of the ring. The fight begins with a display of strength. Both wrestlers try to overpower each other. Man Mountain attempts to throw Maurice into the ropes, but Maurice keeps his feet firmly planted. With determination, Maurice counters with a series of punches that stagger Man Mountain. The audience is captivated by the spectacle of these two wrestling giants. Eventually, Maurice manages to pin his opponent to the mat. Man Mountain struggles to free himself, but Maurice's power is overwhelming. Reluctantly, his opponent taps the mat in a sign of surrender. The bell rings again, announcing Maurice Tillet's victory. Exhausted, Maurice rises, his face marked by the effort of the match. The audience stands to applaud the performance of the two wrestlers. Proud of himself, Maurice leaves the ring to the cheers of the crowd. His performances in the ring, coupled with his distinctive appearance, propel him to the status of a wrestling star. Nicknamed the French Angel, he spares no effort against his opponents. In 1944, he secures the world champion title and holds onto it for a year and a half. Thanks to his fame, he organizes charitable events to support hospitals and orphans. Additionally, he agrees to create 3 plaster casts of his head, aiming to leave a record of his illness to science. Today, these casts can be seen at the International Museum of Surgical Science in Chicago. In addition to his altruism, Maurice is also known for his loyalty. Over the years, he develops a close friendship with his mentor, Carl. When he learns of his best friend's death on September 4, 1954, the shock is too much for him. Following this sad news, he dies of a heart attack at the age of 51. Carl and Maurice are buried in the same grave, and the epitaph reads, "Even death will never separate friends." In addition to leaving his mark on his time, a legend tells that he may have inspired DreamWorks Studios to create one of their characters. By closely examining Shrek, the big, green, tender-hearted giant seems to be a replica of Maurice. However, to this day, the studios have never officially confirmed this theory. Thank you for listening to this episode of Fabulous Destinies. Feel free to share with us stories that you would like to hear on your favorite listening platform or via BabaBam's Instagram or Twitter page. We'll be happy to discover them.